the Lord had pity on the crowd, and so he had pity on all humanity. And the Lord first, as it were, feeds them not the food that they craved, but the word of God. For it says very clearly that he sat down and then began to teach them. And so is revealed today that mystery by which the Savior came into the world on Christmas Day to reveal himself as the divine teacher of all mankind with all the wisdom and the knowledge that the human soul craves. And so the Lord first takes care of their spiritual longing in order that they may understand the miracle he will work. He works the miracle for several reasons, most especially because he is bringing things to a culminating point in which we must understand the mystery of that greatest of all miracles, worked each day within the mystical body of Christ through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that is, the transubstantiation of bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And so the Lord is constantly educating both the people and the apostles as to their mission and to their calling. And so the Lord first feeding their minds because, as St. Bonaventure tells us, holiness essentially lies in the sanctification of the intellect. For we cannot love God if we do not know God. And so we understand very clearly why, as very young children, the Church has instilled within our minds and our hearts perhaps that most important of all questions: why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world in order to be happy with him forever in the world to come. And so the Lord here first reveals, in a certain sense, that he is the servant of mankind by teaching them all things that are true, and then also providing for their bodily wants, so that we truly come to understand that the Lord is the eternal, that the Lord is the universal shepherd, taking care of both our bodies and our souls. For we cannot even eat the slightest thing that the earth produces unless the Lord first sends the sun and the rain and all that is necessary to bring it to fruition. And indeed, in our day and age, especially with our technological advances, we have a tendency to become self-sufficient, to think we can survive without God, because we do not understand that to survive is not merely to have the things that take care of the body, but most especially to have those things that take care of the soul. And they are found only within that institute, in their fullness, in which God established for the salvation of all mankind. That is, through the sacramental life of the Church, our souls are constantly fed with the graces of Almighty God, so that we can enter into every vocation and every occupation that mankind is called to enter into with that grace, by which they also become works of charity. And so the Lord in today's Gospel is truly seen as the universal shepherd of all mankind, who provides both for the body and the soul and for all the needs of mankind. And so we can truly rejoice because, as members of his Church, we have access to all that is true, all that is holy, all that is good, good for both the body and the soul, for it is only through the wisdom of the Church that all occupations and every human endeavor can we learn how to exercise them to the highest degree, that is, to elevate everything to the realm of charity, as our Lord does today. And so, as he brings the crowd to a greater understanding, he brings the apostles to a greater understanding still, for they will be the guardians, the safekeepers of the mysteries of God. And so they will be called to feed the flock with the five loaves. It has many mystical significance. One of them is the Pentateuch, that is, because it is the first five books of the Bible, and so it has the seeds for the bread the bread of life, and also it is symbolic of the revelation which is contained in all of sacred scripture. The two fishes can refer to many things, amongst them the union of a human nature to the divine nature, so that we truly come to understand this mystery that Jesus is both God and man without any change. And so we truly have here revealed to us the reason that we can go forward, because the Savior has come to deliver us from our sins, to give us his forgiveness, to give us his mercy, and to provide for us all our needs. And so our farms and our villages and all things are called to be imbued with the life of Christ, and that life of Christ is received primarily through Holy Mother the Church. And so let us strive always to pray for the apostles' successes and all those who have been elevated to the church in the realm of leaders. And let us pray also for all the mystical body of Christ, so that they respond to the teachings of the church, putting into practice those truths that Christ came to teach, in order that we all may cooperate in drawing all souls to the kingdom of Christ, and ultimately to gather around that greatest of all banquets, the royal banquet, which is also the sacrifice of Christ on Mount Calvary, that is the Eucharistic celebration in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so it is the pinnacle of all human life. And indeed, to worthily participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass is what mankind is created to do this side of heaven. It is the greatest thing, and all things must be organized in order that all men may have access to this mystery each and every day of our lives. And so we see very clearly there is much work to do within the mystical body of Christ, for the whole of society needs to be reorganized around that event for which it truly has hope, that is, the sacrifice of Christ on Mount Calvary, perpetuated until the end of time through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the greatest act that mankind can participate in this life. And so it is from worthy participation in the holy sacrifice that we receive all the graces necessary to go forth and to conquer the world for the kingdom of Christ. And so let us strive always under the protection of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, who understood in the most profound way these mysteries, to such a degree that we can only begin to hope to participate in some way in the understanding of the Mother of God as to the mysteries of our redemption and as to the mystery of her Son. And so we turn to her this day so that we may grow in our love of the sacraments, that we may grow in our love for the Eucharist, that we may grow in our love for prayer, that we may grow in our love for the sanctification of all human occupations, which certainly transpired in the Holy Home at Nazareth. So we turn to her so that we can grow in love of all that is human and all that is divine, because all that is truly human and all that is divine is contained in her Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Teacher of all mankind.
Christus.